Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Gorgonio, G-O-R-G-O-N-I-O, Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N, Hernandez. Gorgonio Guzman Hernandez was accompanied to the evaluation by Devora, D-E-V-O-R-A, Jimenez, G-I-M-E-N-E-Z, to help serve as a translator. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion. On 8-8-22, she slipped and fell on her left knee. Appeared she actually fell on her back with her left leg outstretched in front of her. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did accept physical therapy but no surgery. Appeared she completed her course of active treatment on 4-17-23. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Guzman alleges she slipped on a piece of fruit and injured her left knee and leg. Period. Medical records show she was seen on 8-8-22 by Dr. Bajorski. Period. X-ray showed no fracture, but a small joint effusion was suspected. Period. He diagnosed her with left knee strain and sprain, for which he placed her on crutches and Tylenol. Brady also cleared her for a seated work position. Period. The formal report of the x-rays showed probable small joint effusion but no fracture. Period. She followed up with Dr. Bajorski over the next several months, running through 2/24/23, concurrent with the course of physical therapy. Period. He referred her for an MRI of the left knee and described on 2/24/23 to have been done on 2/20/23. Period. It reveals grade 1 through 2 sprains of her ACL and MCL, semicolon mild distal quadriceps and patellar tendinopathy without any tears of the tendons, semicolon a small knee effusion is present. Brady recommended her care be transferred to orthopedics. Period. New paragraph. To that end, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiBernardo on 3/7/23. Period. She related on 8/8/22, she slipped and fell, landing on her knee. Period. She reported the injury and was sent to urgent care where x-rays were done. Period. She denied any treatment after that point, which is obviously incorrect. Period. After evaluation, Dr. DiBernardo diagnosed left knee pain as well as sprain of the medial collateral ligament and anterior cruciate ligament. Period. He placed her in a hinged knee brace to help with support. Period. She followed up with him on 3/28/23, and therapy was to continue. Period. As of 4/18/23, she related her knee was feeling good. Period. She did not have any pain, but was not working. Period. He cleared her to return to full unrestricted duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, she wore stretch jeans that she rolled up for visualization. Period. She wore elf-like boots that remained on her feet for evaluation. Period. There was a suggestion of swelling about the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Knee maneuvers normal. Lumbosacral normal. Impressions Gorgonio. Guzman Hernandez alleges she was injured at work on 8-8-22 when she slipped on a piece of fruit and fell. Period. She was seen by Dr. Bajorski the same day, but she had x-rays that were negative for fracture. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. She participated in physical therapy and had an MRI of the knee to be inserted here. Period. She remained symptomatic and came under the care of Dr. DiBonero. Period. He continued her therapy, and as of 4/18/23, she reported no pain, and her knee felt great. Period. He appropriately discharged her from care at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. The current exam was unremarkable relative to the left knee. Period. She had full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Her gait was normal. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left knee or leg. Period. End.